This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. That was the first hit by Carlos Santana, who was announced yesterday is going to be one of the Kennedy Center honorees for 2013. And they have the ceremony in Washington in December, which usually airs 2 weeks later on CBS. I believe the actual evening takes something like 3, 4, 5 hours because they spend so much time on each of these people, and then it gets edited down to a two-hour special. And this year, you're going to get Carlos Santana and Billy Joel and Shirley MacLaine and Herbie Hancock and an opera singer you've never heard of named Martina Arroyo. Of course, I have all of her albums. And by albums, I mean digital downloads. And by digital downloads, I mean I've never heard of her either. It's time to play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at this time. If you would like to play, all you have to do is call me now at 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones *KTRS. According to the rules, if you have played in the last 30 days, then today you may not play. We just try to mix it up and get new people and give new people a shot here on a regular basis. Well, let's go right to our first caller. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I am headed home and trying to set up a party for a two-year-old who won't hear that he's having a party.
Yeah, you never remember that. And not only that, I will guarantee you that at this party tonight, you will take video and pictures that you will never, ever, ever, ever look at again.
That is probably true.
All right, Jeff, let's turn on the semi-random category computer.
Oh.
Which apparently had a little problem. Thought we might have to reboot there for a second. But no, here it is, and here come the categories for you to choose from today. Of course, number one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, because today is Friday the 13th, we have the 13th category. And you can also choose a miscellaneous mishmash. Which one would you like?
I kind of like the mishmash.
Miscellaneous mishmash. Okay, that's yours. Here's how we play the Harris Challenge for our listeners who may not have heard it before. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You got to answer them all within 60 seconds. In that time, you can pass on a question and go back and pick it up later, as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when we'll tally up your points. And if you've gotten more than half the points, in other words, eight or more, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul.
Good one.
We're going to throw in a dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant.
Donuts.
And in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
And we're going to throw in we'll give you a choice of the dozen donuts or a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
Oh, yes. Right outside our doorway and all throughout the St. Louis area.
Yes. And we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt as well to give you. And all of that. Oh, we also have tickets for anyone that plays. And I've been asking people, and I will get your information. But we have tickets for Celebration Day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at JB Park. It's the Led Zeppelin tribute band. A lot of the guys from El Monstero.
Yeah, I think it's three guys from El Monstero.
Yeah.
One of the guys from Dr. Zhivago. So
yes.
One of the guys from The Feed.
Yeah, and I have not seen them, but I understand that they are excellent. And everything, it's just sounds just like Led Zeppelin if you close your eyes. So everyone will get
everybody just for playing.
Just for playing, yeah.
Not just getting 8 points or more, just for playing.
Just for playing.
Excellent.
If you'd like tickets for that.
All right, now, of course, the other side of the Harris Challenge is if you get 7 points or less, you understand that we're going to have to punish you, Jeff.
I do.
Okay, let's not...
All that is a prize package of well over
$1 million.
Thank you. I was going to say, if you get all the questions right, you get 15 points, and then you win everything that Dan just mentioned. All right, your category is a miscellaneous mishmash. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these was not a real food product? Pretzel-flavored Pringles, Sylvester Stallone pudding, or Cheetos lip balm?
The Sylvester Stallone pudding.
No, it's the Pringles. Which state is so small it's made up of only three counties? Newcastle, Kent, and Sussex.
Rhode Island.
Delaware. What is the world's largest desert? As big as the next 20 deserts combined.
Antarctica.
Desert.
Sahara.
Sahara is right. Which continent is home to Earth's 50 tallest mountains?
Asia.
Correct. What percentage of Earth's water is clean enough to drink? 1%, 12%, or 44%?
1%.
1% is correct. You were off to a slow start there, but you finished strong for 12 points. Jeff, nicely done.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And by the way, on the water subject, yesterday, Michelle Obama started this Drink Up campaign to try to get Americans to drink more water. And a couple of reporters called her office to say, okay, well, what is the recommended amount of water? And it turns out there is no correct recommended amount of water.
I've heard that 8 glasses thing is, yeah.
Yeah, the 8 glasses thing is nonsense because, you know, if you drink fruit juice, well, that has water in it. If you drink beer, that has water in it. If you drink soda,
tea,
that has water in it. Tea, coffee, they all have water in them. So to tell you what the proper amount of water is, we can't do that. But we can tell you. It got a lot of publicity. Even Letterman played along, did a long segment on it last night. The whole Drink Up thing. I could see it taking off like water from a faucet. But we can't tell you how much water is coming out of the faucet or how much you should drink. But drink up, America. Drink up. Brian, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hey, gang. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, my fiance is starting a new business adventure called GG's Delights. And she does specialty cakes and desserts, just like the Ace of Cakes does on TV.
Very, very nice. Okay, good luck to her with the business. And nice of you to mention her, because that'll work out for you better at home.
Right.
Your category choices, Brian, are, have you been paying attention, the 13th category, or we had a new one, Hey, France.
We'll try the 13th category.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did the 13th Amendment do? Give women the right to vote, abolish slavery, or end prohibition?
End prohibition.
Abolish slavery. Which of these is the traditional gift for a 13th wedding anniversary? Paper, linen, lace?
Lace.
Correct. Which of these appeared in the original Friday the 13th movie? Kevin Bacon, Kevin Klein, Kevin Pollak?
Kevin Bacon.
Correct. Who was the 13th U.S. president? Millard Fillmore, Zachary Taylor, James K. Polk.
Polk.
Fillmore. Now you need this one for the win. Whose uniform number 13 was the first to be retired by the Harlem Globetrotters? Meadowlark Lemon, Curly Neal, or Wilt Chamberlain?
Meadowlark Neal.
Meadowlark Lemon, Curly Neal, or Wilt Chamberlain?
Curly Neal.
Curly Neal. Nope. Wilt Chamberlain was once a member of the Harlem Globetrotters, was the first one to have his number retired. Let's see how you did here, Brian. You got the 2 and the 3, and that's only 5 points, which means we're below the punishment threshold. So here, you know, it's been a while since we had any classical music as punishment here on the Harris Challenge. So this one we will dedicate to David Robertson and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Because this show is all about class. What night are they having yodeling night at Powell Symphony Hall, Dan? Do you know?
My favorite track.
I'm not sure. I don't know, but the acoustics in there just add to it so much.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You can hear them yodeling like it's a Yahoo commercial. What did you say, Brian? I didn't hear you.
This is my favorite track. I appreciate you guys playing this.
Oh, you're very welcome. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the challenge.
Thanks,
gang. Here comes our next contestant. Hello, George.
Hello.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not a whole lot to talk about. Since archery deer season starts Sunday, I'll just say the old slogan of take your kid hunting instead of hunting your kid.
Okay. Cuts down on a lot of the kid hunting that goes on out there in the wild. Have you been paying attention? Hey, France, or big screen legal eagles?
Let's do the big screen.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. George, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Tom Hanks get AIDS and sue his law firm for firing him?
Pass.
In what movie did Tom Cruise get caught up with John Grisham's team of Memphis lawyers?
I don't know. Pass.
In what movie did Paul Newman play an alcoholic ambulance chaser who gets the case of a lifetime?
You know, I'm going for extra punishment music, right?
Right. Pass. You're certainly doing well with the category of your own free will. In what movie was Harrison Ford, an assistant DA, thought to be guilty of killing a colleague?
Pass.
In what movie did Al Pacino defend a judge who's out of order?
Justice for All.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. In what movie did Tom Hanks get AIDS and sue his law firm for firing him?
I have absolutely no idea on the rest of it, so we might as well go ahead and start the music.
All right. I will tell you, Denzel Washington played his lawyer in Philadelphia. Tom Cruise was in John Grisham's The Firm. Paul Newman was in The Verdict. And Harrison Ford was in Presumed Innocent. So, George, just like Brian, you ended up with 5 points, and you end up getting punished as well. The lady, by the way, who we're listening to do the finest yodeling you'll hear this side of yodel, I don't know what that means. Her name is Mary Schneider. Roll it. I don't know who the trumpet player is, because he's immaterial. Dan, I just realized I hung up on Brian, who I should not have hung up on. I should have waited to give him the Led Zeppelin tickets.
No, it's okay. I've been getting...
Oh, you got it from them ahead of time?
Yeah, getting them ahead of time.
Since when did he become Mr. Efficient?
Hey,
I don't know.
Mr. Fancy Pants?
When Frank's away, Mr. Fancy Pants plays. Wow. George, I'm sorry I had to hear all that behind-the-scenes stuff in addition to the punishment music here. But...
Which was worse?
Yeah.
Can we get a little more music?
Do I need to put George on hold now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you're good.
Can we get a little more music?
You know what? You'll get some music tomorrow night at JB Park from Celebration Day. Enjoy it. Thanks very much for playing. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Glenn.
Hi.
You know
what?
How's it going? You know what? I am really going to start showing up for rehearsals from now on. I promise.
No. Why would you do that?
Good. Glenn, tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just coming back from Kansas City. I'd like to shout out to my lovely wife, Lisa, who is listening as well.
All right. What time will you be home? And is Lisa making dinner?
I cannot wait to get home, and probably not. We'll probably just go out and grab a bite to eat.
That's smart, man. Friday night, she doesn't want to cook for you. All right, categories are, have you been paying attention, or hey, France?
I guess we'll go with hey, France.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Glenn. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV singing competition disqualified Frenchie Davis from its second season after the revelation of her topless photos?
X Factor.
American Idol. True or false, when his great-granddaughter was born, Conrad Hilton instructed his hotel company to build a new hotel in the French capital and call it the Paris Hilton.
True.
No, it's false. I made it up. What Saturday Night Live family claimed to be from France?
I don't know.
Gonna pass? Okay, the four-pointer. On what surface is the French Open tennis tournament played?
Clay.
Correct. 5-pointer. What river separates France from Germany?
The Rhine.
Correct. Back to the 3-pointer. What Saturday Night Live family claimed to be from France? We are from France.
Dan Aykroyd and... I'm drawing a blank.
Yes, the Coens. That was their name.
Yeah, the Coneheads. That's right.
The Coneheads would be the right answer. Let's see how you did here. You got the 4 and the 5. Hey, that's 9 points. Glenn, you win.
Hey, at least I didn't get punished.
No, you didn't. Congratulations. And on behalf of all of us with our headphones cranked up, thank you.
Not another rendition of the William Tell Overture.
Well, we do have one more person to go, so we'll see. But not for you, Glenn. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. And here is that final contestant. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just enjoying the beautiful weather on a finally Friday.
It is magnificent, and tomorrow is going to be just as beautiful. Let's see what category choices we have here. You can have you been paying attention?
I guess I'll take have you been paying attention.
Good choice.
Thank you.
60 seconds on the clock. I kind of lost place of where we were in the show there.
That was great, though. That was almost like it was planned.
I got to put a bookmark down every once in a while. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which city was named the host this week for the 2020 Summer Olympics?
Tokyo.
Correct. Whose wife called 911 to report that he had threatened her and her father and broken an iPad that recorded the whole incident down in Florida?
Pass.
Which professional sports team this week clinched a winning season for the first time in 21 years?
Pass.
Which airline made a mistake on its website and for 15 minutes yesterday accidentally sold dozens of tickets for $0?
Now I have not been paying attention. Pass.
Which engineer and inventor of noise reduction and surround sound technology died this week at age 80? We just need his last name. Very famous.
Dolby.
Correct. Whose wife called 911 to report threatening her and her dad and broke the iPad? That was George Zimmerman, and there may or may not have been a gun involved, of course. The wife did not stand her ground. She got the hell out of there. The three-pointer there, the professional sports team that clinched the winning season for the first time in 21 years, the lowly Pittsburgh Pirates. Although we can't call them lowly this year because the Cards have a heck of a race going on against them and the Reds. And the airline that made a mistake and sold some tickets for $0 was United Airlines. Yesterday, it could have been as much as 15 to 45 minutes. They made a mistake on their website and a programming error in the coding of it starting at 11:30 yesterday morning. They sold dozens of tickets for $0 to $5. People were buying them for tickets all across the country, and one guy got a transcontinental flight round trip for $0 plus $7.50 in fees. That was it. Today, United, everybody speculated, oh, they'll never allow you to go with those tickets. Today, United said, yep, we will honor them because it was just our mistake. It wasn't hackers. So, wow. Sean, let's see how you did here. You ended up with one for Tokyo and five for Ray Dolby. That was his name, Ray Dolby. And that's only 6 points, unfortunately. And so you also had to be punished. That is the lovely and not-so-talented Mary Schneider with what she calls the William Tell Yodelture. And I think we've heard every bit of it that we need to today. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing, Sean.
Thanks, Paul.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news. So that means around a quarter after 5 each week here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.